This is it. Project Pilipinas is back.
Yon.
The leading political podcast in the country. Yeah, maasar na naman yung iba sa atin dyan. Kaya naman tayo. Competing, among others, with Richard A. Darian Podcast. Wala. Dami magagalit.
Lahat ng mga top sa atin, di ba? Yun ang maganda.
Diba,
marami.
Sa top three.
Para lahat.
Sa top three, dalawa tayo. Na lang. Yeah, okay. Bronze and silver minsan, gold minsan. So, ano, competitive yan, maganda yan. Okay guys, kasama natin ulit yung vlogger extraordinaire, ang may pakanan sa aking vlogger life na si Mark Gamboa. Thank you very much, Mark, for joining me. Your fellow.
Hello.
Yan, ito talaga original. Ito yung OG, bago dumating si Ronaldo. Ang tawag kay Ronald Llamas ngayon, bro, ano? Tawag sa kanya is Ronald Aldens. Ronald!
Why?
Ronald! Alden, ano? Ibang klase talaga mga tao. Natatawa talaga ako sa mga tao. Kasi crush ng bayan na political analyst daw siya. Ako po, sabi ko, salo tayo dyan, pare. Ha? So, salo tayo dyan. Please lang, guys. Huwag naman Bobby Andrews sa akin. Medyo at-ati sa akin si Bobby Andrews. Huwag naman. Puti mga si Ronald, naging Aldens na ako, naging Bobby Andrews. Nanalo ba si Bobby Andrews sa counselor?
I don't think pumasok. Ayun. Pero ang pumasok si Angelo dito sa Pasig. Di ba? Sabay siya ng tumakbo eh. Si Angelo nanalo dito sa Pasig.
Mas inform ka sa akin sa mga ganyan, bro. Eh. Pansin ko nga. Oh. So ito. Pag-usapan natin na.
Yun. Ito na. Umiinit na.
Ito na. Coming in live 1 week later. Kamusta yung rally dyan? Don't tell me pumunta ka sa Davao. Or pumunta ka sa Maharlika.
Quirino Grandstand. Ayun, nandun ako sa Quirino Grandstand. Okay. Parang ano siya, parang malaking general assembly ng mga government employees na may concert. May concert. Merong Scott Stuckley, merong Andrew E.
Wow.
Diba? Sa kabila naman, di ba, may Kuya Will.
Si Andrew E? Nandun na
siya. Yeah, was there.
Sarah yun, Sarah all.
Yun nga, kasi parang iniisip ko din saan sasama si Andrew Ina Rally, sa Davao ba o sa Quirino Grandstand. So, sumama siya dun sa Quirino. So, after ng speech ni BBM, natapos yung programa, tapos si Andrew E yung finale. So, siya yung last na nag-perform siya. I think, ang haba nung set niya. He performed a lot of his songs. Tapos, masaya naman. Concert yung atmosphere. Merong part lang na yun nga, isang oras na to showcase yung mga bagong Pilipinas na mga programa ng PBBM government. Yun. Pero yun nga, ang nangyari nga is nagkatapatan, di ba? Sinong pumunta sa Davao, sinong pumunta sa Quirino Grandstand, sinong parehong pumunta.
Right.
Oh, so, hindi ko naabutan yung kayo ni Sara. Hindi ko naabutan eh. Pagdating ko, tapos na siya eh. Baka nasa aeroplano na siya nung papuntang Davao nung dumating ako dun sa ano, sa Quirino.
Oh, wait. Pero, so Sarah was there in Manila first?
Yes.
Oh, kaya andun si Andrew E.
No. Kasi ang main event was 6 p.m. Sarah left mga 4 p.m. pa lang, umalis na. In fairness to her, kasi nandoon yung mga DepEd employees. Yun. So at least she was there to show support and yun nga eh, parang namamangka sa dalawang ilog, hindi mo maintindihan eh. She is caught between yung kanyang serving PBBM administration and yung kanyang pamilya na ang daming mga sinabi sa Davao.
I want to talk more about that later on kasi my speech si Sarah na pinost ko rin online whereby yung essentially sinabi niya, you know, dapat respetuhin natin yung mga essentially family natin, but having said that, there also has to be respect for your duties as an elected leader. So essentially having the cake and eating it too, diba? So siguro later on pag-usapan natin if Sarah can be the bridge, because wala yung ibang bridge, wala na Martin Romualdez, Arroyo, Amy Marcos. I know she's trying to be the bridge. I don't think so. Maybe Sarah, at the end of the day, could be the bridge. But before going there, can you give us a little bit of more update? So what exactly was the program, Quirino? Napanood mo si BBM nung speech niya?
Yeah, oh, nandun ako sa nakasingit ako papunta sa harapan. I was able to catch yung buong speech niya. And ano naman, it was an ano eh, parang pep rally nga for government employees eh. Kasi puro mga government employees yung pumunta doon. Tapos di ba syempre nagreklamo, masyadong extravagant, masyadong magastos. Pero they just showcase yung mga projects ng ano ng president, which is yung sa Pasig, pinakita nila, tapos yung mga build more, yung land
Right.
for all ni First Lady, yung mga ganun. So,
Si First
tapos yung
Lady
speech niya, yung
nandun?
normal lang din na speech na bawal yung ano, bawal yung tamad sa gobyerno, bawal yung tiwali.
Aba,
So, the usual.
good. Wait lang. Ano to? Maro husband speech. Sino ba? Parang wait lang. Parang ano to? Lenny campaign ba to? Yung ayos sa corruption sa tamad. Medyo parang, wait lang. Andun si First Lady? Kamusta si First Lady?
Yes. Actually, nandoon si First Lady. So si PBBM sa kanan niya, ay sa kanan niya tama ba? Si First Lady, sa kaliwa niya si former President Gloria Arroyo. Yun yung
Oh,
una-una napansin
interesting. So
talaga
Arroyo
kagad.
was still, she's still in the mix. Wow.
Yes,
She's
yes.
still,
And
hindi
siya pa yung
nawawala
unang binati
talaga,
ni
no?
BBM. Yun ang napansin ko talaga kagad nung nag-scroll ako ng video. Teka, si Gloria ba yun? Sinumpa si Gloria nga.
Oh
Yun.
my
So
God. Ibang
mukhang ano,
batang,
mukhang
no?
ang usap-usapan, Gloria has jumped ship from the Duterte camp and sumama na dito sa kanyang protege na si Martin Romualdez. Yun.
Wow, talagang Philippine politics, ibang klase talaga ng ano eh. Ibang klase talaga mga alignment, ibang 360, ano mga 180. Mahalik talaga tayo mag-basketball, no? Ano talaga crossover, mga crossover na yan. I didn't know actually that Arroyo one, no? That's a new information to me. I didn't know about that. So actually I'm surprised to be honest about it. Wow, that's
Yeah.
interesting.
Mga things are ano, improving eh dun sa relationship nila.
Or
And
at least I think she's smart enough to realize the powers with the other side now. I think she saw the writing on the wall, which tells you she's really a smart politician, 'di ba? Yun yung pansin natin kay President Arroyo na you know, she knows what she's doing, 'di ba? She knows what she's talking about. How was the First Lady again? Kamusta siya? Like you think she was confident, she was bubbly as usual, nangangasar ba siya? Like anong drama?
at ano lang, she was there lang to support ano her husband.
Yeah, as
Andun lang
usual.
siya para suportahan. And syempre, ang daming bisita kasi. Lahat ng mga
Right.
cabinet secretaries nandun. Ang mga senators na pumunta doon, ha, si Jinggoy, Senator Jinggoy, Senator Lito Lapid, Senator Rob Bong Revilla. So, parang may mga clue siguro yon kung sino yung mga potential na makasama sa slate ng bagong
Right,
Pilipinas
that's a good
for the
point.
next elections, di ba? So, yun yung mga nandoon sa katabi ni President Gloria, former president, si Manila Mayor Hany Lacuna was there. So sila yung magkakatabi sa harapan. Tapos yung mga ano na mga secretaries na of the different ano of the different mga tawag dito, departments ng government yung nandoon. So
So may
ang daming ano,
pagka-unity
ang daming
team.
mga bisita.
So may pagka-unity team in a sense, 'di ba? Andun
Yeah,
pa more or less
oh.
everyone is there, even Sara is there. Oh, whatever, you know, however she wants
Pero
to
yung
act.
Sarah missed the 6 p.m. 6, kasi 6 p.m. yung main show eh. Doon lang dumating si PBBM. So, nilaunch nila yung ano, parang may songwriting contest for Bagong Pilipinas. Merong yung in-explain nila yung logo, bakit ganun. So, parang launch ng buong direksyon ng kanyang presidency. So, ganun yung ginawa niya. At the same time, show of force na rin. Na
Yeah, I
ganun.
think
At
that was
pep
really
rally.
it. It was really, I think, show of force, diba? It was really about showing na where the power, you know, where the power is concentrated talaga, no? In a way, flexing of the muscle. Was there a discussion about Chacha? Because diba yun yung sinasabi ng mga critics na this was more like, you know, a pro-Chacha rally. And of course, very defensive yung administration side. No, this is just about, you know, reiterating the call of the president for a, you know, inclusive unity driven kind of politics. Was there anything around Chacha or people who are active in Chacha? Si Martin Romualdez nandiyan ba siya? How was he?
Ayun, definitely si Speaker Martin is nandoon. So doon naman siya side ni Lisa. So si PBBM,
Right.
si First Lady, si Speaker. si Speaker, tapos yung mga ibang congressman na mga kasama, mga bataan ni ano ni Speaker. Pero there were no ano yung part na napanood ko kasi yung mga, mula 4 p.m. hanggang mga 7 8 p.m.
Right.
There were no mentions of Chacha. Wala namang ano, wala naman na kung nakita na any signs or anything to promote or anything to ano, wala naman. So mostly government lang. Parang isang malaking ano lang siya, nagpa-general assembly ng mga government employees. O, tapos parang nag pep rally, o, ito gagawin natin. O, tapos nag concert. Parang family day, parang ganun yung lumalabas.
So, in a way, parang everyone was there except si Digong, right? And the, essentially the Davao people.
Aimee.
Oh, yeah, Aimee. So, sinong wala? So, wala si Aimee, wala si Digong, sino pa? Obviously, wala rin
De,
si
yung all of the senators except three na pumunta doon.
Right.
O, tapos, ayun, yung mga nasa Davao, wala doon. Sila Digong, sila, of course, sila Senator, ano, sila Senator Bongo and Senator Aimee. So, yun naman. Pero most of everyone doon sa administration nandoon sa Quirino.
Tanong ko lang, how was the... Ano ulit yung kinanta ni Andrew E? Di ba? Bagong Pilipinas,
Hindi niya
bagong
pinante.
kumpanya.
Ewan ko, kasi umalis ako ng ano, I didn't finish his set. Siguro mga 30 minutes in, umalis na ako. I was waiting for him to sing that. Hindi niya kinante. Ewan ko sa dulo nung umalis ako, pero I was waiting for him talaga na kantahin yun. Pero kinanta niya yung ano niya, yung lahat ng mga, yung mga, ato Andrew Ford Medina, yung mga 90s ano niya, rap hits niya.
So you went back to the basics, kumbaga.
Oo, he went
trap,
through na. Parang party
trap.
Mode lang talaga. Party mode lang talaga. Masaya, Jose and Wally nandoon din, nag-perform din. So, ang daming mga artist din na, ano, na nag-perform. So, basta yung sa concert part, masaya naman. Nag-enjoy naman din ako.
And bloggers, any major influencers there?
Meron kasing
Obviously,
mga
alam natin sino mga
vloggers
wala
na
na
ano.
influencers. Alam natin sino mga walang influencers. Pero mga doon, sino?
Definitely, lahat ng DDS wala doon. meron kasing mga we call them street vloggers. Maski nung election, sila yung nagka-Calia survey. So hindi sila commentary katulad natin, pero mostly they cover yung mga projects before yung Manila Bay, kung merong mga construction, ganun. So merong portion doon na given to vloggers na nandoon sila. Kasama ng mga media, ng mga cameraman. So merong portion doon. Tapos yun lang yung part na may wifi, o tapos may pagkain naman. Pero yung mga big name na mga komentarista na no, konti lang, wala halos ano. Definitely lahat ng DDS wala doon. Wala doon sa Quirino Grandstand na rally. Meron kasing mga organization na ano eh, na kinukuha yung, kunya example, yung Tugon. Tugon is the group of street vloggers na covers the projects of the president. So kapag merong mga opening, merong mga kunyari housing ganun, they get invited. So pumupunta yung Tugon. So kay marami yung kaibigan diyan. So usually mga street vloggers sila, pupunta sila, ko-cover nila. Yun. So yun ang
nangyayari dun sa mga sangkay diyan, yung mga hardcore loyalists na super influencers. Ano eh, wala na, nag Alex Jones na sila, they're out of the loop. Ano ba 'yan? Alternative
yun. So ito yung sa mga malalaki. Sangkay Janjan is retired from politics. Parang torn siguro siya dun sa mga nangyayari. Na nagre-report lang siya, kunyari magandang project, ganun lang. Pero hindi na yung mga bardagulan stuff.
Oh, wow.
Nakakausap ko siya. Pero ayun, as of right now, parang he's a free agent. Parang ganun. hindi siya either side. Eh. Hindi siya either strong on either side. Eh.
So nag-detox na lang siya.
Oo eh. Meron siya mga vlogs about the Bible, about sa Israel, about sa about sa world events. So doon nakatutok yung vlog niya. And meron siyang audience for that, ha? Meron siyang audience.
I'm sure.
Para
I mean, maraki na yung following mo. Usually, kung malaking following mo, even if medyo umiiba yung ginagawa mo, eventually, you know, the algorithm will get a hang of it. Kasi 'di ba ako rin
Oo, kasi
sometimes.
siya yung 1 million subscribers eh.
Yeah,
Ang isa sa
exactly.
mga prominente din na nung sa Unity noon, si Coach Jarrett. Si Coach Jarrett, he is
Ay, mahal na mahal ako noon. Parang di akong inaano noon. Oh, ano kamusta kay si Coach? Si Coach,
di ba,
Coach.
nandun siya doon sa buong issue ng yung mga kay Trixie during the start of the presidency, di ba? Yung grupo na yon. Tapos nagkagulo-gulo na. Oo, oh, tapos si Maharlika, tapos hanggang nagkaaway din si Maharlika at saka si Jared. Pero ngayon, si Jared is on ano the side of the admin. Although meron siyang hirit paminsan-minsan, pero more on the admin side siya kaysa doon sa mga Duterte side.
May konting,
So,
may mga pitik-pitik pa na natira. Yung mga, may
oh,
konting withdrawal pa siya from DDS days niya. Okay.
Oh, pero ano, pero mostly ang mga ano niya is mag-criticizing yung rally sa Davao.
Right.
More on ganun yung ano niya, more on ganun yung mga vlogs niya recently. Pero very active na din siya sa politika ulit.
Yeah, now of course that sets the tone. Speaking of DDS, there's no more DDS than the father of DDS, Rodrigo Rua Duterte.
Yun.
Known as ano ba yung Karen pag mapamak na naman Kevin.
Ayan, nagod na naman, makakano ka na naman.
Ken of our palit ni si Tatay, sabi ni Mami, wag na natin. Okay, bro, ito. Magpapabait na tayo, okay. Ito, bro. Obviously, we all expected Tatay Digong to come out kind of guns blazing. No, and in fact, I was a bit surprised that Baste kind of got the ball rolling when he called on President BBM to resign. I want to ask you, were you surprised by how intense it got? Like, I mean, alam naman natin may tendency mag-wild off the script si Tatay Digong. We saw that for 6 years straight. Believe me, I know that. I had to break down his Sona speeches and all of that. My goodness. Bumalik yung migraine natin. But it was like even crazier than we thought, right? Like
I was surprised.
You were thinking the craziest and then he topped that, di ba?
Oh. Kasi you were thinking na ano eh, na baka maghinay-hinay because of the possible retaliation from Malacanang. A few days before that, parang medyo ano na siya, medyo mabait na siya, 'di ba? Medyo nakikiusap para sa SMNI, tapos biglang doon sa rally, biglang puro PIPI, puro ano, bangag. So I was shocked talaga. I didn't expect na ganun. Na I was expecting mga konting pitek lang, konting ano lang. Hindi ko ano na all out declaration of war itong si PRRD doon sa kanyang Davao rally. And I'm sure siguro tingin ko maski si Amy, she wasn't expecting siguro na ganun kabigat.
Or si Baste, mo, diba? Diba? Or even Baste, diba? Oh. She immediately said, hindi, nag-apologize yan si Baste, diba? Parang nag-ganun si Amy, kita Amy.
And si Baste parang ano eh, parang coming out party for Baste eh, sa political stage eh. Kasi before, di ba, he was tahimik lang. So yun, and I've been saying this for a few years now. Baste, kaboses nung tatay niya eh. Yung mannerism nung tatay niya, yung tapang, yung mura. And if you close your eyes, nagsasalita si Baste, it's like you're listening doon sa tatay. Kaya
yung timing niya, the way he speaks Bisaya, yung tinetiming niya, di ba? I can understand Bisaya, but I was listening to the cadence. Of course, later you can check the translation. Parang you're right, actually. May ang lakas nung PRRD ano eh. Signature. You're correct. I don't know about si Polong, hindi ko pa siya napakinggan ng husto. But you're right.
Si Polong medyo ano din, pero yung si Basti talaga ang ano eh, talagang
sabay, mayor din kasi siya ngayon. So, you know, talagang he's speaking also as a mayor, talagang may element na ganun. Good point.
Siguro yung being point. Mayor brought out yung confidence sa kanya and yung pagiging mas responsable sa kanya. Unlike before, di ba, na parang surfer dude, na parang relax lang, chill lang. So,
yeah,
siguro
but that's
being
a branding,
mayor, ano eh.
But, you know, that's a good branding, di ba? Like, I'm chill, I'm the power hungry,
plus,
I'm a cool guy. Oh, and a stick, di ba? I think that actually helped him. I think that whole... yung
malaki. So yun nga eh, parang, ano eh, they are preparing na the next batch of, ano, parang Duterte na that can, ano, on the national stage. So parang coming out party talaga for Baste, yung kanyang pagsalita ng ganun.
Very good point.
And
Very, very good point.
yun, and it's also ano din eh, kasi the Marcoses are coming for them eh. Kahit yung kanilang hometown na Davao eh, yun ang matunog na usap-usapan that the administration wants the Dutertes all out. Tatanggalin lahat, a familiar foe. 'Di ba yung mga Nograles? Yun ang mga usap-usapan na
Dami. Yeah, ang dami nila, 'di ba? Yeah. I mean, I remember Davao friends saying that. I mean, it sounded strange to me, but now I kind of see their point na actually kung hindi daw nanalo si Digong noong 2016, most likely tapos na yung dynasty nila. Na in a way, Digong needed to win that elections kasi ano eh, 'di ba? Medyo alanganin na rin sila at home eh. I mean, of course now we see Duterte as parati naman in retrospect you think something was inevitable, but it was not eh. If he didn't win the presidency, may vacuum na yan. And if he lost it big time, my goodness, may opening na yung iba, di ba? And luckily for them, it didn't happen. But yun nga, ang problema ko naman dito, I'll go back again to Digong's speeches. This is the difference with Arroyo, di ba? Former President Arroyo is largely acting like a former president, right? Even when nagtataray siya, mataray na si Tita Arroyo. She still tries to keep that dignity of an ex-president and try to project herself as above the fray and I'm just here to serve and all of that. Digong, totally. I mean, for 6 years, binash niya si Pinoy, binash niya si Ramos, lahat binash niya America. And then ngayon, binabash pa niya yung sumunod sa kanya na aliado niya dati. Ako bro, before going to itong defiance of reality thing, I was surprised sa parang sinabi niya, ando ka sa listahan, pero dahil magkakilala tayo, nung una sabi niya magkakaibigan, and then ay, hindi tayo kaibigan, hindi ko na tinuloy yung kaso. So parang umamin siya na... Di ba? Na kung kaibigan.
Na nagagamit sa kanya yon na
di ba?
Porque kaibigan mo pala, hindi mo gagalawin.
So arbitrary. So arbitrary. Mm-hmm. Hindi ito base talaga sa facts, di ba? Or the merits of the case. So medyo ano eh, umaamin namin na siya sa ano yan, o modus operandi niya. But do you think this is also about him not accept? Kasi kung titingnan mo yung highlight na pinost ko, which has done like 4 million views I think on Instagram alone, I think pinaka feeling out. Imagine while I'm having meetings with foreign ministry, defense ministry, METI, like talking serious stuff on the sides. Check ako ng speech ni Digong, listening slow. Yung part na kinall out niya si First Lady, di ba? And then sinabi niya, ito talagang ayaw ko mangyari. Like ito, parang he was saying, I saw this coming. Na talagang dapat wala kang tiwala pag di ba he was saying na we should have never trusted you guys and it was a mistake that I didn't let my daughter win it or something like that, parang ganun yung implications din, di ba? So makikita mo na parang he feels vindicated. I think that's a term I didn't use in my previous vlogs, and may pagka sense of vindication si Digong na see, I always said etong mga Marcoses hindi magpagkatiwalaan mo to, and then he went on this complete of offensive, literally offensive mode of accusing a sitting president of engaging in illegal lifestyle. Diba? I mean, like, and he did that all in 2 minutes, bro. It took me 1 hour vlog to analyze 2 minutes of his speech. I mean, it's incredible, right? I mean, you can say because medyo sabog, you can say, but actually, it's also because he does that. Eh? He says four things at the same time. Actually, I analyzed Trump, he does the same also. The populists, they tend to do that. Eh? They're multi-messaging ang tawag ko dyan. Parang kung may multi-platform, sila multi-messaging. So sa isang minuto,
mahaba.
Sa isang paragraph, dami nilang tinatarget mo. So very efficient sila. Actually, that's a good analysis. Actually, I'll write it down. I noticed that. Kaya, kahit di mo mafa-follow yung train of thought nila, yung mga buzzwords. So kung ikaw, nagaanap ka ng Marites, andun yun Marites niya. Kung ikaw ay
kumpleto eh, kumpleto lahat eh.
Oh, if ikaw naghahanap ng kritisismo sa Chacha, andun yun. Kung ikaw naghahanap ng challenging at saka pagyabang, andun yun. Kung ikaw naghahanap actually ng analysis ng Chacha, so multi-messaging, yun yung skills ng populist. They don't sound articulate, they sound sabog even. But if you look at the emotional impact, I think that's where, I don't want to use the word genius, but I think that's where the smarts, communication smarts comes in, right? Pansin mo rin, di ba? Like 2 minutes.
Yung charisma lumalabas. Pag,
oh.
Pag pinagtabi mo yung speech ni BBM at ni former President Duterte, yung kay BBM was more on generic, normal na speech na ano, Sometimes, di ba, na parang medyo maboboring ka din after a while, ganun. Yung kay Duterte, ano eh, parang inaabangan mo. Parang merong ano, Zian Gaza revelation na hinihintay mo kung what
Ayan na
will
naman
Lee
tayo.
say
Ah.
next, what will
Nag-vlog
he...
in ka naman ng
Oh,
beses
yeah.
mo. Naingot na ako ah. Talagang authority mo talaga. Christian Gaza. Richard, hintayin mo yan. Meron na akong data na parating kay Sian. Tapos, shucks, totoo pala si Sian Gaza. Yung lumabas yung buong video doon sa poblasyon. Like, oh my God, nagkamali si Tulo. Nagkamali si Risa. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm sorry. Shucks, bro.
Pero
tama si Sian.
It's really, ano eh, it's really, talagang fun to watch eh. Talagang malo. Tapos may comedy, yung comedic timing niya. Iba talaga, yan talaga ang
question,
best
bro.
ano
So,
niya eh.
That's my question, right? What is charisma if not for emotional connection and impact? Diba? I mean, madaling sabihin charisma yan, but what is really charisma? Diba? Charisma is when you talk to someone or someone talks to you, parang nakaka-relate ka sa kanya. Parang ang gaan ng feeling mo sa kanya. Or parang na-excite ka sa kanya. Diba? Yun yung charisma eh. And yun yung meron talaga kay Digong. Meron kay Trump. I mean, I don't agree with them. Alam naman tao yung... But you know, I'm a fair guy. You know, for me, it's a political communication skills in the 21st century. Siguro nung dating panahon, pag ganyan ka magsalita, dadaling ka na sa presinto. Diba? Paliwanag ka sa presinto. But in our age of social media, spontaneity, self-promotion, audacity...
Virality.
Virality, very good point, bro. Daming magandang point today, ah. We're busted to this. Actually, I'm really enjoying this. Nag-pick up yung discussion natin, ah. Yes, this multi-messaging strategy is very effective, bro. Kasi yun nga, sabi ko, I listen to Duterte, I really try my best, and then I come up with so many emotions. Naiirita ako, natatawa ako, naiinis ako, na nag-aalala ako, di ba? Yung parang lahat na yan, tapos na-excite ako, di ba? Like, ang dami mo. Manood ka ng speech ni, I don't know, si BBM, parang magaling speechwriter. Parang gano'n lang. Honestly. Yun lang talaga. Okay, fairness. Okay. Pero yung hindi kong parang, wow, 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 wow. I mean, kung ibe-brain scan mo yung mga tao, or alam mo yung mga scanning hit, mga gano'n, ang daming na mga juices are, you know, getting movie. Like, gets mo, na high blood ka, na ano ka. Have you noticed that? Di ba? Parang gano'n din yung analysis ko dito eh. There's some emotional connection that Duterte establishment gives. Again, I'm not endorsing the content. Just
pero
be...
ako personally ah, yung while watching yung speech, mas umano sa akin yung ano eh. Ang word na pumapasok sa akin is hubris tsaka arrogance. It is one thing to talk like that when you're president. Lahat sumusunod sa iyo, lahat hawak mo, lahat ng bumangga sa iyo, 'di ba? Will take on the full resources of the government. It's a completely different thing kapag nandoon ka sa labas. Kapag ikaw yung aaway dun sa government, talagang di ko talaga magets eh kung bakit siya gaganon. He knows yung kakayahan ng government. Parang he's even taunting the government. O, anong gagawin nyo? O sasabihin ko, bangag ka. Sasabihin ko, ganito ka. Sasabihin ko, first lady, ganito. Sasabihin ko, anong gagawin nyo? Parang he's even taunting eh. So hindi ko talaga magets why, anong strategy that he wants to put himself in that position. Plus, I think he was expecting for the people to stand up, for the people to rally, for the people to... Parang may ganong expectation eh. But the thing is, may pagrarally yung mga supporters niya sa social media lang eh. Marami keyboard warriors. You won't see them on the ground. Kanina, sa liwas ng Bonifacio, merong nagpa... Sara, parang
wait,
Inday
bro,
Sara na ganon.
Did you stop for a moment? Kasi medyo maharlika yung... Kasi medyo maharlika yung eyeglasses ko. Is that why you paused a little when I put that on? Like...
Oh, medyo na... No, na wala ako ng train of thought ko.
Sorry. Oh, masakit yung ulo ko. So usual, I put eyeglasses pag ganyan. Paglagay ko, biglang nagpa-pause si... Okay. Go ahead.
Yung kay Sarah kanina was... I think less than 100 or 200 people yung nandun sa liwasan. When they called out people na mag-mini rally, ganun. Diba? So maybe Duterte was expecting na people would stand up, people would go against the Marcoses, maybe another EDSA revolution. But no eh. Marami silang followers, bastos yung mga ibang followers nila, pero hanggang social media lang, you can't expect them to go out on the streets. You can't expect them to umaharangan mo yung mga pulis, haharangan mo yung... Diba? Hindi eh. I hindi ko talaga magets kung ano yung objective niya in doing that. Aside from riling up his base. Kasi yung base lang, yung base lang yun, and he even lost some supporters dahil yung mga crazy ideas like separating Mindanao, which we will talk about later. So, hindi ko magets talaga yung strategy ni Duterte, or are they desperate na dahil sa either aarestuhin na naman tayo, ano naman tayo, sabihin ko na lahat. So, hindi ko talaga
go for broke, parang ganun, go for
go
broke.
For broke eh. Pero yun ang aking ano talaga, hindi ko magets anong strategy ninyo moving forward. Or is this a play for 2025 para puro senador nyo yung papasok? Pero ginagalit mo yung Malacañang eh. And di ba? Babalikan at babalikan. If before, so ikaw, Richard, ano tingin mo? Anong strategy? Anong napala nila in doing that? Anong end game ang pwede mong ma-achieve through that? Kasi the military won't budge that. Wala din naman eh. Di ba, he's calling on the military, the police, huwag nyo ganun. It won't work that way, na pagtatawag ang ganun. Pero ikaw, what do you think?
No, I mean, this is the place. Again, thank you for saying this, because as much as I was talking about the power of multi-messaging and all, that makes sense when you're on the upward swing as a politician, sa election, and as you correctly pointed out, when you are in a position of power. But if you do that outside that those scenarios, then you're essentially ano ka, nuisance ka, di ba? You're either nuisance or worse than a nuisance, right? You're gonna be a target, di ba? So this is where I'm beginning to ano, I'm beginning to wonder, does he still have it? I'll just be honest, right? Does he still have it? Kasi parang I'm wondering, parang ano na to eh? Go for broke na to kagad. So is it because he has the information that ICC is really coming? That it's really a matter of time before the... Is he... Parang unahin ko na lang to, di ba? I'm not gonna sit back like a... You know, I'm not gonna be a sitting duck, essentially. No? I'm not gonna be the lamb willingly brought to this... parang ganon, di ba? I'm not gonna go gently into the night. I'm thinking of all of those metaphors, right? No, I'll go for broke, di ba? End of the world mode na tayo.
May pagkakalit. Yeah. Scorched earth.
Scorched earth. Diba? Well, I mean, lang scorched earth.
If you arrest me, magkakagulo.
Burn down the palace kind of mode. Di ba? Alam mo yung, nanonood ka ng Samurai X?
Ay, hindi.
Kalaban niya yung, okay, kung yung mga nanonood ng Samurai X, yung isang part na kalaban yung isang guy na parang go for broke siya, binurn down na lang niya yung buong ship niya, ganun. So may pagkaganon, di ba? May... But I want to end this episode on this note before we go to the broader implications, because you correctly pointed out, what's happening right now is, okay, you're the weaker party. I'm on tanggapin yan. By trying to defy that in this way, you're actually becoming even weaker. Baka nga may more fighting chance ka sana kung... Kasi at the end of the day, you still don't want to underestimate them. As Richard Alden's Liamas correctly pointed out, time is... If they survive the next year or two, then time will be on their side because Sara is still the lead, right?
Oh, yeah.
Candidate, diba?
In elections, they're still strong.
Oh, pero... The next year or two will be crucial. This is where things could be decided. So, logically, he shouldn't be doing what he's doing right now, right? So, either he has an information, insider information na tama siguro si Trillanes after all, or it's also a combination of that and you know, he's simply not in his best. Kaya I wonder why the others are not making interventions. And then you also wonder why Pantaleon Alvarez is also there in that camp and all of that, which is kind of... So, which we'll discuss more in the next camp when we talk about Mindanao secession and all of that. But I want to end on this note, bro. Okay, I've been having some discussion with some very serious people about, is Marcos looking weak or is Marcos looking mature and statesmanlike by the kind of response he has? Because it's not like walang response si BBM, di ba? Nung tinanong siya, he also, like, you know, like, hindi, fentanyl talaga yan eh.
Fentanyl.
Pahinga ka na, tatay. Parang gano'n, pahinga ka na. Palag, di ba, eh, parang, that's not BBM. That's not usually the BBM you see. And the way he said, gumanon na talaga siya. Gumanon na lang. So, you could see na, nagpakita rin siya ng humanity niya. Kasi yun yung usually inis ng ibang tao kay BBM. Yung mga supporters ng Unity dati. Sabi nila, naalala ko yun, nanalo si BBM at saka Sarah. Sir, okay naman ako kay BBM eh. Kaso, mas nakaka-relate ako kay Digong eh. So in short, parang masyadong above the fray si BBM. But that moment na he showed na nainis na nahirita din siya, actually that rallied also the BBM support base. And ang daming mga dilaw and pink and the rest also natuwa doon. Based on the crazy reception I saw online, especially in some of my platforms where I suspect yung followers kay are more of a certain group than others. I think more diversified on YouTube and all. Do you think BBM is being mature and smart about this, or do you think that he's still looking a little bit parang yung weak leader ano idea he's actually feeling? Kasi parang you would think this is the opening na. Ito na yung casus belli, di ba? This is the perfect justification for BBM to go in and tapusin yung usapan. Or something that we mentioned a while ago, maybe Sarah is talking to BBM, say, please, BBM, wag mo nang pansinin tata. Wag mo na siyang pansinin. I'm still with you. Feeling ko ganun na. Kasi doon ko rin nagigets bakit si First Lady ganun eh. Di ba? Yung si First Lady, nakikita mo, naiinis din siya na parang,
na siya, oh.
Whatever is Sarah saying, I don't care. They're crossing a line eh. Di ba? Hindi niya hinihello si Sarah. Di ba? Kita mo, ilang beses niya ginawa yan. Di ba? Or ayaw niya pag-usapan yan. Especially sa pre-departure sa Vietnam. Tell me your view about this. Do you think optimal yung response ni BBM? Or maybe...
Yes. Oh, very much. Safe. Sa akin, close to perfect response doon sa... May ano eh, kumbaga, syempre, parang bardagulan eh. And you need something na may pitik. Pero statesman, parang statesman pa rin, tapos may concern pa rin. O, parang hindi pa rin niya directly binlame si Duterte. Uy, kasalanan ng mga doktor.
PBM. Ay, sorry, PRRD. He still respected, he used the term PRRD, President Rodrigo Duterte.
Oh.
He conscious pa.
Yeah, I think, ang galing eh. And, kasi he's still on message pa rin doon sa kanyang unity na sinasabi na yun pa rin yung kanyang goal kahit na mayroong mga baka naman kasi dahil sa fentanyl lang yan o mga doktor, so yung mga doktor pa yung sinisi, tingnan nyo naman, baka naman ganun. So sa akin, ganda eh. And yung reaction online was ang ganda, kumbaga maraming humanga doon sa kanyang ano, kasi may yun eh, may tamang amount of pitik. And the thing is, lahat ng mga sasabihin ni PRRD moving forward, pwede mong i-dikit doon sa sinabi niyang yun eh. So that's one response for everything. Diba? Kahit anong sabihin moving forward ni Tatay Digong, diba? Pwede mong ikabit doon sa sinabi niya na yun. So ang near perfect response on the part of BBM and yung mga supporters niya and yung mga ibang tao din ay ano, acknowledging it online na ang ganda nung sagot niya na yun.
Ako kasi my take is a bit medyo I'm still debating with myself kasi bro if behind the scenes niluluto na nila yung inexpect natin na checkmate, 'di ba? Then this looks like a very good strategy. And then there's the other part of me saying na he's still looking very conflict avoidant. He's still looking, you know what I'm saying, na this how should I put it? Kasi ang problema ko naman dito sa situation na yun, yes, you could argue that in a way, nagbe-bleed ng political capital yung isang side to the benefit of BBM. But you would expect BBM to also draw the line because in effect, you're also encouraging, kasi pansin mo, yung video ni Martin Romualdez na pinosko, si Martin Romualdez umatak back na kaagad. So, is this good cop, bad cop? Is this...
Yun, exactly. Yun din ang...
Yun nga eh.
Oh, it plays to the character of ano, of the people involved. Si BB, parang ako medyo conflict nag-avoid talaga ako ng conflict eh.
Oh,
so,
yes. And it's
diba?
Sometimes better to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you get what I'm
saying.
Oh,
eh. More on. So yun din ang personality ni BBM. So yun ang role na piniplay niya and he doesn't have to get in the mud with everyone na umaatake sa kanya. That's why his cousin, that's the dirty work for him. Yun ang nakikipag sa bayan and all that. Tapos yung, of course, yung for example, di ba, si Congressman Zaldico with the 51 billion kay Baste. So, eh, kay Baste, kay Pulong. So, may mga ganong, so, yung people around him are doing the dirty work of battling it out with the side of the Dutertes. And he could stay above the fray, which is, yun nga, pareho nga doon sa personality niya. Na parang polar opposite nung kay Digong na confrontational at ang hilig sa away.
Good point. I think that perfectly sets the tone for our next episode. Kasi pag-usapan natin dito is Duterte versus the rest of Mindanao, right? Because we are clearly seeing other Mindanao leaders from Zamboanga to Bangsamoro, all of them saying, ay, wala kaming alam dyan. And the fact na none of them attended yung rally, andun lang si Pantaleon Alvarez, says a lot, says a lot. Yung mga wala rin sa rally sa Davao also says a lot about his situation in Mindanao. Thank you very much. I think we ended exactly on where I wanted this episode to end. Yun nga, just to be clear, guys, if I intervene sometimes, I'm coming in, is because I want to make sure the conversation is within a certain frame of mind. Otherwise, sabugin discussion goes all over the place. All right? I hope people appreciate why aggressively nagmoderate ako. All right? And I want to get the most out of my my interlocutors and my co-host in this case, like our good friend, Mark Gamboa. Thank you so much, my great friend, Mark Gamboa, for this fascinating episode. Just to be clear, did you say na nakaka-relate ka kay BBM na para sa kayong conflict avoidance?
Na avoiding conflict. You can see it naman sa my vlogs eh. Diba?
In fairness, kumbaga, that's a good point.
Kumbaga, si Digong, si Banat Bay. Ako si Moron, ako yung, di ba? Parang gano'n naman eh. Obvious naman dun sa mga ano. So, gano'n talaga. Yun lang talaga yung personality.
Well, and it kind of worked for you and it worked for BBM so far. You're both pretty successful in your own world. So, yeah, you know, there are many ways to get to Rome, right? So,
Do what makes you happy.
Ikaw, who you to question, do you? All right. Okay, on that note, thank you very much. Ngayon, let's go na. Ito na, magsisimula na. Mainit-init na yung usapan. Woo! Let's go! Pag-usapan na Philippines Minos. Bakit sinama pa yung Palawan? But anyway, pag-usapan natin yan sa next. Thank you very much, Mark Gamboa. Latest episode of Project Pilipinas. Dahil mahal na mahal natin ang ating bayan. Especially yung Bartok.
Buong Pilipinas.
Buong Pilipinas. Maganda. Okay, yun yung entry natin sa next episode. Okay. All right.